Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. In view of recent developments regarding the reported influx of illegal immigration into Nagaland, Commissioner of Police Dimapur has taken intensive checking of movement at interstate entry points and check gates. An official bulletin yesterday said that police activated 3 checking counters at Dimapur Railway Station, operational 24/7, and enhanced surveillance and monitoring at all entry points. The Commissioner of Police urged the public, NGOs and civil society organizations to report any suspicious activities or information regarding illegal immigration to police control room at phone number 7085-055-050 or Dimapur Commissioner of Police at 7085-055-001. Police said one can also report to the DCPs of Dimapur or Tsumukedima or Newland. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. Addressing a public meeting in Jammu yesterday, he said the coming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir are historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Shah also accused the Congress National Conference Alliance of making attempts to revive the old system. He said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice with any community who were granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. Amit Shah is in Jammu on a 2-day visit to boost the BJP's election campaign for the 3-phase assembly elections beginning September 18. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Paris Paralympics medalist Pravin Kumar and Hokato Hotoje Sema yesterday. Modi appreciated the efforts of Hokato Hotoje Sema to win a medal in his very first Paralympics at the age of 40 years. The Prime Minister also discussed with Pravin Kumar how he took help of internet during his training, which helped him improve his performance. Yuning Kohima celebrated Sakrang Nyang Festival at the State Academy Hall Kohima with MLA and Advisor for Fire and Emergency Services, Home Guards and Civil Defense, and Relief and Rehabilitation S. Kusimyo Yimkyung as the special guest yesterday. In his address, the advisor highlighted the festival, traditionally celebrated after the millet harvest, should inspire renewed enthusiasm for millet cultivation. He urged unity among the Yimkyung tribe, particularly the Chir-speaking community, and encouraged the youth to work hard and strive for success in competitive exams. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimchunger, officials of Yimkyung Tribal Council and others also spoke on the occasion. The center has discharged 2023 batch IAS Probational Pooja Khedkar from the Indian Administrative Service with immediate effect. Sources said the government issued an order in this regard under the IAS Probation Rules 1954. Pooja Khedkar was found guilty of cheating and wrongly availing other backward classes and disability quota benefits and fraudulently clearing the civil services examination held by the Union Public Service Commission. After cancelling her selection, the UPSC has barred her from taking the entrance exam for life. The UPSC found her guilty for forging her identity to take the exam multiple times. And Union Minister of Sports Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is committed to provide all kinds of facilities to the athletes and coaches so that players can get better training. He said the government is developing sports infrastructure of international standards for the athletes so that they can perform better in sporting events. Mandaviya said this while felicitating the Paris Paralympic athletes who returned to New Delhi yesterday. The athletes who were felicitated were gold medal winner Avani Lekra, silver medal winners Manish Narwal and Pranav Surma, and bronze medalists Mona Agarwal, Rubina Francis and Rakesh Kumar. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.